Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
So, I have a small challenge.
How can I help, honey?
Well, August is a big birthday month, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I need to get two friends of mine birthday gifts, but I don't know if I should get them the same thing.
So, what are your choices?
Well, I was thinking of the Saint-Tropez highball candle, because not only is it elegant, but it smells so good. Mm-hmm. But I was also thinking about that gorgeous Minoy shimmer oil that makes people want to reach out and touch my skin. What do you think?
I don't think you can go wrong with anything from Voyage AC.
You got that right, hon. That's because Voyage AC has it all. Go online right now and check out their beautiful candles, incredible fragrances, fabulous beachwear, and gorgeous face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
I am just so excited we got a chance to sit down with you. And
isn't it the best story?
It's a great story, and I'm pretty sure there's, like you said, Wally, there's so much more to it that you could expand on. We could probably get a follow-up.
Yeah. On the road. Always, when it comes to telling my story, the whole point of me being on Clubhouse is to inspire people. And so there's so many facets of my story that are very inspiring. I mean, there's stuff that you haven't even touched on yet. And the way I do it, I usually just tell people what they ask. So if they don't ask it, I kind of don't tell it. But like in Clubhouse, there are certain rooms. Like for example, I was in a room yesterday. It was more of like a what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it was a really mental health room. And I spoke about when I tried to kill my stepfather and my mom.
So that was that story.
So I got sent away 2 years to Africa, right? And the reason I got sent away because I got caught with a loaded weapon in school, and they wanted to give me a lengthy time, and my mom convinced them that I would go to boarding school. So when I went there, I came back at 16. I was pretty strong because I spent a lot of time fighting the Africans, because the Africans were like, you're from America, you're soft and you eat butter. So
butter makes you soft.
So I dealt with a different kind of racism, you know, like not being the real black. You're not the real black because you're American. And so I did a lot of fighting there. I joined some crazy thing called Man of War, which is like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's the closest thing to being in a crazy army without being in an army. So it's like Boy Scouts times 500. So I was really strong when I came back, and my stepfather went to grab my mom, and I just turned around and I looked, and my stepfather says, "What are you looking at?" And what happened is all the emotions from all the years as a kid just came out. And I went across the street, went and got a gun and was going to kill him. And then my mom called the police, and my mom said, "You guys have to hurry. My son's trying to kill my husband." and I almost shot both of them. But there was always, I don't know, I think all my life I always had some angel or something on the side of me, which was always guiding me and saying, yo, if you do this, everything your stepfather said about you will come true today. You will be in jail for life. You know, everything is going to end. And so I just left the house and never went back.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Man, the thing I heard in the interview that I loved the most was this sort of conflict between this really good person and this life that you had been faced to survive. And it was just really, like Laura said, you were just super nice and like fun to listen to. And it feels really kind, all of your choices that you've made. You've traveled, you know, to go from Brooklyn to the streets of Brooklyn to like all these bags of guns and stories to traveling around the world. I have to ask you, first of all, who are the best ping pong players in the world?
China, by far.
Is there somebody there that you want to beat?
Wait, you mean as a ping pong player?
Yeah. Is there somebody there?
Because you know what happened? Like through the years of playing, I realized there was nobody like me in the world that plays the sport.
Right.
But I was my own superstar. So even though everyone was better than me, everyone respected me because I brought a different thing to this sport in this world.
Right. You changed the idea of the sport. You changed the feel and the way people watch it.
And I brought the hardness, you know, to like, yeah, baby, that's it. You know, the kind of talk that you would do on the football field, on the basketball field, that this ghetto hardness, I brought that. And then I realized, wait a minute. Hey, people are always saying what's up to me. You know, the Chinese national team, if they see me, you know, they go, hey, Wally, you know, everyone says what's up to me. And I was wait a minute, I don't have to be the best. I just want to be the most popular.
Right on. You know, I was listening to your story too, and that guy who gave you $20 every time you played him, is he still in your life? Do you still know that guy?
No, actually, so I lost contact with him a long time ago. I think at the time Israel had a war or something like that, and I lost contact with him. And then we tried to find him for the documentary that we made because a great story, a turnaround, so he could see all the things I've accomplished because of him. And well, we I was thinking
he changed your life. Like ping pong was the vessel and he was the person.
Exactly.
That sort of said, hey, dude, hang out here. And I was listening. I was thinking, you know, like that idea of just giving you $20 and like seeing the gun and never mentioning it and bringing you into his house. The whole backstory about you not having a good relationship with another man in your life. And then all of a sudden this guy steps in. He began changing the way you viewed your relationship with other men, huh?
Yep. And the craziest thing about somebody mentioned this actually in Clubhouse, which was kind of like interesting. I was in a room and they were talking about spirituality and all kinds of stuff like that. I told my story and then someone said that maybe he wasn't meant to be found.
Mm.
Yeah. And that was, I started thinking about it because how can someone just disappear like that? Like, and we can't find this dude. Listen, when we did this documentary, we found the school. We found the teacher. We found the coach. We could not find the guy. No, we did everything. We checked. Nothing. And then someone told me that maybe he wasn't meant to be found.
It's like a truest act of humility to just do something kind and walk away.
Right. Not
receive anything for it. Like not receive any adoration or credit or even just to be a part of your story would be something he would receive. But you get to tell this story about the human spirit in a way that we all get to imagine who this guy was and what his objective was. And I can't imagine a better person to pick. You're amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable giving us his name?
Well, that's the other thing. I can't remember his full name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
You were in the midst of it, huh?
So that's what makes it even crazier.
Yeah.
I remember his first name, but I can't remember the last name.
Right. So that makes it really hard
hard to find him.
Was he Israeli?
Israeli, yeah.
But we
tried to track him through the school in Germany. Like, it's crazy that the director that I worked on that film with is super amazing, man. That guy's very diligent. And when he told me, he goes, yo, I found the school. Because I didn't even remember the name of the school. I just remember that it was a sports school and it was in Hanover. And he did some homework and he found the school. And for some reason, I remembered the coach's name because it's such a weird name. Her name was Sabina Butcher. But that's just a weird name that you
right. That's forget. A tough one to recall.
Yeah, like I can never forget that name ever because it's just so strange. And so he found her, and then she remembers the guy, but they don't keep the records that long.
Mm.
So yeah.
So and then you know you mentioned also the documentary about the ping pong tables.
Yes,
and I think that's really beautiful. Are you also mentoring other people? Do you have somebody you've reached back for to? Give an opportunity.
So what I've been doing, and which I did just actually this last couple of days ago, I was in Tampa. I got invited out there to do a podcast in Tampa. As part of me going to Tampa, it just blew up like crazy. So people heard that I was in Tampa. So I had to go to like the Boys and Girls Club to do a talk. Uh-huh. I went to a school and did a talk. And so when we made that film, before it got picked up by National Geographic, you know, you go through the whole film festival season. And so through the film festival seasons, I was going to schools and talking about gun violence and stuff like that. So
you're in there. I love the idea that you're planting seeds. I had a friend who, that was his thing. I said, you're an amazing person. He goes, no, I just go around and plant seeds. It's up to everybody else to take.
Yes.
Do the growing with it. And
yes.
I love that idea.
Sorry, I interrupted your flow.
Yeah, no, that's all right, man. I'm
Wally, when are you out in LA next?
Hopefully very soon because I play another sport pro, which is paddle tennis.
Oh.
I don't know if I told you.
I was seeing that on your Instagram.
I don't know about that.
Is it like pickle?
It's nothing like pickleball.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
But paddle tennis, the court. Wait, you guys live in LA, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Venice Beach?
Yeah.
Do you see the tennis courts there? Have you seen the tennis courts? Those are not tennis courts. Those are paddle tennis courts.
Ah, I got you. Okay.
They're smaller.
Yeah, smaller courts. Same tennis ball. We take the air out a little bit. It's faster than tennis because the court's smaller. And the distance between a ball being hit at you at 100 miles an hour can be literally 4 or 3 feet apart.
Damn.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be good at that.
Taking it up a notch, huh?
Yeah.
So it's super fast. It's super, you need super fast reflexes. And so I play a lot of paddle tennis.
Okay. Well, when you're out here,
I'll be when up here soon because I need to.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, yeah, we'll come find you, man. We'd love to.
We'll look for the blonde hair with all the designs.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm due for a serious practice because, you know, we practice here.
Yeah.
But the level here is nothing like the level there.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the mecca. Venice Beach is the mecca of the sport.
It's like volleyball, huh?
Yeah, it's the mecca of the sport. Mm. So before the pandemic, I was going to LA like every 2 weeks. Just like just to practice.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Wally, I got one more question I can't let go without without asking. So during your story, you talked a lot about before you started playing ping pong, how kind of revulsed you were by the sport, how put off you were.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be this thing that became track of your whole life. Like, what lesson did you learn from that particular experience that you could maybe pass on?
The biggest lesson that I learned, and I always say this to everyone, that, you know, there's so many ways to reach your goal. Like, there's so many different ways, you know, and I think a lot of people get caught up with just this one focus of this only one way to reach my goal. And then when it doesn't happen, you know, things fall apart. And I think that people need to be open to every possibility to reach your goal. You know, there's so many ways and you should take all the ways possible. And hopefully one of those ways will get you to where you want to be.
That's great advice.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Wally.
Thank you, Wally. We wish you the best and we'll keep our eyes on you, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
My name is Jenny Owen Youngs.
And I am Kristen Russo.
And together, we run Buffering, a rewatch adventure, a family of podcasts moving through our favorite 90s genre television.
If you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, well, great news for you. Our very first podcast adventure took us through all 7 seasons of the series. We covered it spoiler-free, episode by episode. For those of you who want to start the show for the first time, you can find that podcast pretty easily. It's called Buffering the Vampire Slayer.
Inside that podcast, you'll also find an original song that pairs with each glorious episode of Buffy and original character jingles for so many of our Buffy favorites.
Buffering has been praised in places like Time, Esquire, Paste Magazine, and the New York Times, and we've chatted with dozens of cast members, writers, directors, and fans along the way. Come hang out and rewatch some of your favorite television with us and a wonderful community of listeners.
Learn more at BufferingCast.com or find us on socials at BufferingCast.